He digs out a handkerchief from his pocket and blows his nose, sounding like a foghorn. "Got a nasty cold," he says. He pours himself another drink. "Don't ever start drinking, Toby. Next to money, it's the root of all evil." "Aren't you going to the funeral?" Ferris shakes his head. "I'll pay my respects later. The McKnights will understand. They're good people." He looks up at me through his puffy eyes. "You better get a move on, boy. You'll be late." I turn to leave, and Ferris says, "You know what they say is true."
"What who says?"
"What everyone in town says about me going yellow. That's me, all right."
At first, I don't know what the heck he's talking about. But then I figure he's referring to what happened to his leg and not serving in the Korean War. Maybe Wayne's death made Ferris remember. And I guess the Jim Beam helps him forget. I creep backward out of the cafe and out of the Bolarama across the street to Zachary's trailer. Zachary is looking out the window, his forehead pressed against the new glass. When I knock, he hollers, "Come in!"